Hi, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Friday. Fly Jams Friday. We'll begin in just a little bit. We also have You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, all coming up. All right, it is Friday the 13th, as we were discussing before, and if you have that dextrotryptophobia thing, then you're afraid of 13, and you might think this is a bad luck day. Well, I have some good luck superstitions from around the world that you can counteract the bad luck. Are you ready for some of these? Okay. In Denmark, throw broken dishes at houses. Sounds like my kind of good luck superstition. In Denmark,
how many dishes?
It says in Denmark, people save their broken dishes throughout the year in anticipation of throwing them on New Year's Eve. Danes chuck the broken plates at their friends and family's houses as a way to wish the recipient good luck for the year to come.
I see this as, say you have a grudge against somebody and you throw it through their window.
Yeah.
You're like, no, it's just good luck.
It's just good luck.
Sorry, missed.
It's good luck.
I can get out of hand.
Yeah. Okay. In China, sweep dirt away from the front door. Well, isn't that just kind of like a logical thing to do? In China, it's believed that good fortune enters your life through the front door. Just before the new year, Chinese people follow a tradition of thoroughly cleaning their homes to bid farewell of the previous year. But to avoid sweeping all that good luck out, the home is swept inward and collected in a pile to be carried out the back door, never through the front. Okay. All right. In Spain, eat a dozen grapes and wear red underwear to bed to ring in the new year.
I know the whole grape thing.
Yeah, I've heard the grape thing myself.
You knew about the red underwear.
I wasn't aware of that. When midnight strikes in for the new year, Spaniards eat 12 green grapes for the 12 months of good luck. They eat one grape at each bell toll, chewing and swallowing quickly, and they wear red underwear while doing so. The superstition involving grapes dates back to a century ago, where there was a grape surplus, and the red underwear originated in the Middle Ages when Spaniards couldn't outwardly wear red clothing because it was considered a devil's color. Hmm. All right, so red underwear and eat some grapes. You know, on New Year's Eve, the Swedish tradition is to eat herring at midnight.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. No, herring's good.
It does not look good in those jars with the sour cream.
It's good, both of them, pickled and cream. Oh man,
is it fatty?
I would imagine, because it tastes really good.
You know, you guys know how a cat, when you see a cat eat, it shakes its head like,
yeah.
That's how I eat herring because I know it's nasty, but I like it.
That's how you eat herring, like a cat.
I have this reaction where I'm like, oh god, I can't believe I'm eating this.
But it's good.
But it's good.
It's like you're taking a shot. You're just like, bleh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dan, have you ever had herring?
No, I haven't.
It's good, man. I'm telling you. And you're supposed to eat it at midnight on New Year's Eve. Eat some herring. We used to when I hung out at Simon's Tavern in Andersonville like every night. And then when I bartended there a lot, I was there on New Year's Eve almost every year for the years that I was living in that neighborhood. And the consumption of herring in that place was ridiculous at midnight.
Okay, is it like mackerel?
Not really.
Where it's like that kind of fatty, where it's like, ooh.
It is kind of, yeah.
No, I don't like it.
It's good, man, I'm telling you.
I can't.
I get that reaction because it's fish out of a jar.
Yeah.
You know? When I eat fish, I normally get it at a fresh market, but
right.
It's good.
It is good, I'm telling you. Okay, bird droppings are a sign of great things to come in Russia. Now, I've heard that. I've heard that it's good luck to have a bird crap on you.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
I have a story about bird crap real quick.
Wait a minute, that's the sentence of the year right there.
And you're going to like it, Nick, because it involves an actor.
Okay.
My brother was at O'Hare Airport, and he was taking luggage back to his girlfriend's car, and he saw Charlie Sheen.
Oh,
and
God.
There was... He said there was a dead bird on the sidewalk, and Charlie Sheen, right as he's passing, and Charlie Sheen had like a couple people with him, and Charlie Sheen looks at his car, and there was bird crap on the car, and he goes, last effing time you'll do that.
Because the bird is dead.
Right.
Now, you know, there is footage online you can where you can see Cyndi Lauper get crapped by a bird in her mouth.
What?
Yeah. She's singing. I believe she's singing Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It's an outdoor concert.
That's too much fun.
And she's outdoors, and I think she's actually, if I remember correctly, she's like going through the crowd and singing, and she goes, "Girls just want to have fop." And then a bird craps right in her mouth, like right in her mouth. And then I guess she ran backstage and spit it out and had some water and then came back out on stage and finished the show.
What a professional.
Yeah.
I have to find that now.
I think it's got to be somewhere. I mean, it was footage. It was everywhere. It's the internet. I think if you just Google Cyndi Lauper bird crap mouth, it'll come up. So she had good luck then, obviously, in her lungs. So, in Ireland, you hang upside down to kiss a rock. Well, that's the Blarney Stone.
How do you hang upside down?
Well, it's very hard to get to. The stone is very, very difficult to get to. Here's what it says. The legendary Blarney Stone at Ireland's Blarney Castle attracts visitors who kiss the stone to get gifts of good luck. The visitors who want its good luck must walk to the top of the castle, lean backwards, hold on to a railing so their lips can reach the stone. Kissing the inconveniently located rock is a risky enough process that castle employees help visitors by holding their bodies as they lean back. Here's the thing. I went to the Blarney Stone. I did not kiss the Blarney Stone. Several reasons. And I'm not a germaphobe by any stretch of the imagination. And as we discovered, neither is Esmeralda, as Vic pointed out, because she would suck on her fingers to get chicken flavoring. As we talked about earlier. But I did not because, for one, 8 million people have kissed it. That's a very conservative number. And then, two, I happen to know that the locals like to go up there and urinate on it. Just because it's like the locals are like, okay, you want to kiss the stone? Here you go.
You know what? I can't fault them for that. I get it. I see why.
Urine's like, also sterile anyway.
And I'm the weird one?
Okay.
It's factual.
All right. Well, I don't want to kiss something that was urinated on. I don't care if it's... So are you saying that then that disinfects the kissing? Like, that's why they do it? It's not just a bunch of drunken Irish guys going, "Let's go pee on the stone." What was that? That was an English accent. I can't do an Irish accent. All right, how about this one? Here's a real surprise. Wear a surrogate penis for good luck. Now, try to guess where this is from. Try to guess where this is from.
Holland.
No.
France.
No. When I say it, you'll go, "Oh, yeah, sure." Thailand.
Yep, okay. You know, when you said that, I'm like, why would I? Oh.
Boys and men in Thailand believe that wearing a small surrogate penis amulet under their pants will bring them good luck. It's carved from wood or bone. They're under 2 inches long, and they are thought to lessen the severity of potential injuries for the wearers. Some men wear multiple penis amulets, one for good luck with women and another for good luck with gambling or fighting. So glad I've never been to Thailand. All right, one more, and then we'll get into the dummies. Say the word rabbit when you wake up. That's in the United Kingdom. Now, that's a thing here. First day of the month, you're supposed to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit for good luck for the month.
Why is that?
I don't know. All I know is Wally Phillips. I heard it on Wally Phillips when I was a kid. Wally Phillips would do it every first day of the month. Wally Phillips would always go rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. And I think it goes, obviously, it's a tradition that goes beyond the, you know, further back than that. It says a good luck superstition that originated in the United Kingdom involves saying rabbit right before you wake up for the first day of the on the first day of the month. Whether you say rabbit, white rabbits, or rabbit, rabbit, the ritual will supposedly give you good luck for the rest of the month. The superstition has been around since the early 1900s, and even President Franklin Roosevelt reportedly said rabbit, rabbit to an usher each new month. If you forget to say it in the morning, for the same results, simply say black rabbit or tibar, tibar, which is rabbit spelled backwards, before you go to sleep instead. Okay. So there you go. Do all that stuff today to counterbalance all the evil of Friday the 13th and to keep Jason Voorhees from smashing your head through a pipe.